Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Okay, one more time, and thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the Cosmic Philosopher. I am the host, Tim Aldred. What comes to my mind to hoping out by speaking about how are we going to surely about the world population, how the earth got populated? I tell you what, Avin, and I am speaking to my perception. A lot of people out in the world there, and I'm talking about those who hear my voice and what I have been saying. I want to talk about the fact we are not going to accomplish anything without we talk, not just talk. but we must gain knowledge of the things we talk about. All right? Well, since we all were born a few years ago, and I am speaking to the fact that we have antiquity. We have certain time, chronological time. We call it era. Different time when generation of people come about. But the world is a textbook that we have, or at least that I have read. It's of two species. And I'll take a, you know, take a read. And the reason why I'm talking about the two species is there's a specific reason concerning what we say when we talk. We're talking about a time of peril. And it is important to talk about it because right at, let's say, even before we here today were born, the world society has been put into confusion. Now think about this. How did the confusion came about? To understand how the confusion, how it come about, we have to know that, right? Yes? All right. We must know how the confusion come about. Now, you see the churches all around the place? Yeah. It is difficult for people to understand how the different churches come about, because we are born come seeing the church and the different denominations. You know, it comes to me to chat about this, because I am a victim, too, of the confusion. And from my birth and toddler and come on to where I begin to understand some things about the world, society, I was not exposed to anything else. I was not exposed to anything else but confusion. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. The reason I must mention the distinction between world history and the Bible, that is the tool the church used to, in blasphemous fashion, corrupt the mind of the people who are raised up only to see their parents, Christian people. whether or not you're going to accept this, I'm not asking you to believe anything, because what I'm saying is evident by words and words alone. You will have to decide on your own, what do you know about the world society and how civilization came about? Because we come and hear about civilization. But what is civilization? Listen, the church does not teach civilization. I'm telling you. And the reason why I'm telling you is because I am in adherence. I adhere to words and what words says about the world society that we come and inherit. A lot of things that are put into society. If you think you know, much of the knowledge to make you speak positively about how we human beings come about, you would have to read the World History Textbook, because only the World History Textbook tells us the knowledge of how the earth and dry land came about, because before the dry land was water cover the planet Earth. Now, that, as far as I know, no questions asked. That's what it is, because nobody alive today can tell you that it was not. Right? So I want you to think about what I'm saying. That we are under a mass confusion because of the church and the Bible. And if you refuse to accept that is true, well, you have not read the world history that tells us how we come about. It's not the Bible. Because you may say the Bible is the word of God. You know, it could be your word of God. But let me ask you, how are you going to tell and convince people that the Bible is the word of God? How are you going to convince them by words, when I have a Bible here, and whether it's the same version you use, it doesn't matter. You have got to call the Bible by its name. Okay? Now, I'm serious about what I'm talking. And you know, you don't have to be serious about it. But I have to, because I hold on to what has come from antiquity to us. We don't have anything else. So today, we inherit the custom when people write book, given a title, right? And in this case, the Bible is an ontology. Okay? The Bible is an ontology. And they give it ontology because different a number of authors write in ontology. So you have different authors who wrote the different books that comprise the Bible, right? So the Bible is called Holy Bible. And you have different people who are companies that write this ontology called the Holy Bible. Now, which word in the Holy Bible says God, it is the Word of God? It says all of the ontology book is called the Holy Bible. And some of the people who write the Bible write the same amount of books, 66 books. All right. Here is one, you know, it has a outer covering. So this one don't tell you and call it the Holy Bible. It mostly, I guess, because it is a chain reference and, you know, like I said, different publishers will write what they call the Holy Bible, right? Yes. So what I'm narrowing down to find is which of these publishers say on the title Book of the Old and New Testament, the name and order of books of the Old and New Testament. Now, I'm looking into this one where you have the books of the Old Testament and the New Testament. This one does not say it is the Word of God. So if it is the Word of God, all these different publishers, the same thing that from these books, right? And a lot of these ontology are written into a different format, right? The language of it may be English. However, they style it different by using different vocabulary words that mean the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? All right. So you will buy a book written by, you know, the varied name of the publisher, right? That's their style of the Bible. But it is commonly known that the Bible is called the Holy Bible, not a history book at all. So all of these 66 books that these authors allegedly wrote, it is basically about the same thing. But what happened to when Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John epistles don't say the same thing? The prophecies of the of the prophets in the Old Testament. They don't all say the same thing. They may imply the same thing, but they are saying the same thing in different type of ways that either they omit certain parts and therefore, you know, or had some extra expression into it that the other authors don't write. But as a whole, it basically headed in the same direction. I always say the same kind of thing. But what I'm trying to say to you, if it is history, then you don't fix it the way you want. And this is what we are faced with. A book that is called the Word of God that has absolutely nothing at all to do with a holy Word of God. Because you're not going to find God to be a perfect God in the Bible. If you follow the Word that they use in any one of these editions, none of them will amount to God is perfect. None of them. Because they all of them, 66 books, do not write and set forth the fact that God is perfect. Meaning, anytime you're reading anything that God said about himself, like in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, well, God have to tell the prophets them to say that. All right. What I'm after is this. The very center of this Bible is saying, is speaking by God to prophets, stating that he has a right to say these things because he is perfect and he begot a son. And the son is perfect. Now, you can't prove that anywhere in the Bible. Well, talk about Genesis then. Genesis creation story. There is no creation story in the Old Testament and in Genesis, nor the New Testament. But let's talk about the Old Testament, Genesis. There's no place in Genesis prove the God that they allege is a perfect God. There's no place in there that it proves that God is perfect. And why do I say that? I say that because God, who is the creator of all things and created Adam and Eve, they didn't write a perfect story of a God at all, because God is perfect. All right. And God created Adam and Eve. All right. If God is perfect, know all things, he see all things beforehand, he's everywhere, ubiquitous, everything that is said of God turned out to be a lie. And you want to hear me pin it down and convince you, right? Because it's not easy to be convinced. But I am absolutely sure that I, using words correctly, prove myself and the way I grew up to believe it wrong, and everybody else that ever read the Bible read it wrong. I change to the fact of words. You hear what I say? Yeah. Because guess what? You couldn't just rely upon the Bible alone and prove that God is perfect, because it's not in the Bible God is perfect. Neither did he begot a son. That is not proven in the Bible either. But all of the authors writing about Jesus, none of them write a fact that God begot a son. A lie. Now, people, wherever they are, and they hear this guy talking, if you have a good sense of words and you read issues in context, there's no way you can disagree with me. Because if God is perfect and everything he creates is perfect, and that man and woman first created by God, then everything about a man should be perfect. Because if God were man to use his own intellect and decide what he thinks, not what God says, but what he thinks is right, and wander off the will of God, who is perfect, and he, God, make the man and the woman. If it be so that man is going to do what he wants to do, it cannot be that God is perfect doing that, because what God creates cannot turn around and say, you did not make me. So all the intricate knowledge to create a human being to satisfy that God is holy and perfect, Adam and Eve, perfect, you can't give us the world of human being, not nobody else. You cannot call the civilized world of human being, not monkeys, because the Bible is not talking about the creation of monkey as a human with intelligence. So think about what I'm saying. How do you get the Bible to be a perfect word of God from a perfect God with all these confusion, contradictions in the stories of the Bible that only in the New Testament have I read a few chapters that I hold as a perfect delivery about the creation, not of the Old Testament God, but of prehistory gods, the Elohim, the gods, the Anunnaki. Right? So the Bible as a whole, as I'm pointing out, take on those words in Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. And I'm sure if you are reading properly, you who believe that this Bible was a divine word of a God who begot a son, you wouldn't find those type of, you know, like a man who is drunk decided he was going to write a Bible when he's drunk. I mean, that cannot pass. Like a God who is perfect. Because God has free will, like people always say. So he's creating man with the same type of will that he, God, has. And he make a son with the same type of perfection. So how is it so many things can go wrong with what is written? And the only way so much people cling to the church and say they have the Holy Ghost, all of these things that are not true, but sticking to the Old Testament. Because Holy Ghost never come in the Old Testament scripture. He come in the New Testament. Right? So when the Old Testament full of garbage, the New Testament is full of filth. The New Testament that we are reading and praising Jesus and the Holy Ghost and stuff like that, those things don't exist. Right? So stick to the Old Testament, because if the Old Testament does not prove that any God in it is perfect, then you cannot go to the New Testament and expect that the New Testament has perfection in it. Far from it. Okay? So a number of things you're going to point out. And if you want to say, well, then God can do anything and all. No, that's not what perfection is. And how do you expect to go and inherit the kingdom of heaven by what God is supposed to give you in the end of time? How can those things, through our own eyes, reading the words that we are taught how to use, and you find out that when God make a promise to mankind, and it is written in the book by his prophets, it can't have mistakes, regardless whether if it's God write it or God tell prophets to write it, and say God tell Moses to write it. All right. So you take up, if you're serious about your vocabulary and, you know, the value of words, look with me into what I'm saying. Starting from where the Bible said God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was what? There was not form, but void. Water was upon the face of the deep. That's what it says, right? All right. Let's say water was upon the face of the deep. God is not going to make us with the water covering the earth, right? So we can get clear that out of the way. It is after what we read as science, or you know, that tell the truth about something, is that information that says after many billions of years, some of the water receded and bring forth dry land. Now, listen to me. We're talking about the Bible and the church, what the church teaches people over the past almost 2,000 years. Now, it took a long time before I was reading and able to hold what I read in context. Listen to me carefully now. Do you read in context?
Do you know when you see a lie in what you read? Are you really serious that God can cause all these error and say, they wrote in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 2, it says that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God. Now, if you know something about humanity, the brain and everything like that, when you read that part of the scripture and you agree that you cannot be natural and understand this, the things of the Bible, you think you're sober? When you think that your brain has to be, it has to be unnatural. No, when you go to school and learn many things, did you go there with your mind unnatural? Look up the word unnatural, opposed to natural, and tell me. There are some material things in the world that it may work. It may work if you use certain kind of things in its unnatural state, make the natural to convert. When you convert energy from one thing to the other, you like, even when you plant produces, right, for food, a lot of these things that you plant, it has to go through a process when you reap it for you to eat it and digest it. So you can't use a product in its proper making or development. You can't use unnatural state of something of let's say spiritual things. Then you can't reproduce certain types of things, certain things. You cannot reproduce it. You have to absorb it, use it when it is in its natural state, where it was created definitely with that type of energy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I mean to be reasonable and to be natural in my thinking, because can you overdrink yourself where it changes your natural thinking? If you take some alcoholic beverage or you take some other type of drugs, would it change your natural cognitive thinking? The answer is yes. You know, if you were going to take an exam and they said your bladder must be full, let's say it's your kidney, right? And they tell you your bladder must be full when you come, which means if your bladder is not full for them to test you and get the right test, you're not going to get results that you're supposed to get. That's just one example that when you look at a human being or even animals, their sense and understanding too cannot be unnatural. Otherwise, you cannot handle them. So the animals, in their proper state of mind, command from you. And those who don't want to take command from you, you will have to do something special to control them. Well, so is a human that the Bible is saying God created in a Garden of Eden. And you're reading all these old bunch of nonsense that is in the Bible, about, like, you know, Adam and Eve, he created to work in a garden. Who was it? Who that garden was for? Have you ever wondered why a spirit God wanted a garden to be planted? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Now, I'm trying to show you a whole bunch of nonsense we read in the Bible and believing it, that it is God's word, it's the word of God, and this blah, 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 blah nonsense. And you have university education too. College and other levels of education you have. And you are reading from Genesis first a whole bunch of nonsense that your handling of words only have use for us when you believe in what you are reading without reading it with qualifying good sense. If you're not reading it with natural cognizance to understand words, when you say something is good, you in no way can make it not good if it is not good. So you think about what I'm saying. And the only way you are going to be free from foolishness, taken for good stuff, is when you believe the thing that is untrue. When you believe something that is untrue, you're gone wrong. And you could be doing it for the rest of your life from you were a child. You're following foolishness because you believe it. We grow up in the church and believe all these things that they say, that God said. First, we believe in all the rubbish that they write in Genesis number one, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. And it doesn't stop there, but I want to draw your attention to chapter 1 of Genesis and read it again. You see? Because if you continue to believe what you grow up and learn, and when you read it, you did not make any distinction to know that you are reading things that are not true, but because you believe it, it seems true, you don't doubt it, and that's what happened. Think about what believe definitions are. Think about when you read what Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3 said, you believe it with your whole heart. And nobody cannot change your mind because you believe it. Believe don't give you knowledge for really know something, but we are not taught that. And that's what caused the corruption in the world right now. But go back to the scripture itself, that I happen to find out the Bible is not a holy book. Okay? It's full of criminality that we are reading and skip. We don't think we're skipping. We're reading. But, you know, now go to the part of the first chapter. When God make all the things, it says God. At the end, didn't God said those things are good? He said that. Say, he made those things. And they are, I think, at one place, say, very good. Because I think it repeats a few times. Well, I'm not looking at it directly right now, but can't miss it. It say it at least once that the people on the things, animals or whatever it is, water, whatever. He says that it is good. When God says something is good, does it mean perfect? Or quarter perfect? Or a half perfect? When you read in the Bible, what do you take from that? Perfection? It should be. Because that's what God is. God of perfection. And he and his son. Right? Because it says, you know, that's why there is such heavy weight lies, value lies on the word of the Bible. That we take it as God's word and that God don't lie. Well, God is the lionest character in the Bible. The worst of any character in the Bible. Because God, the book attribute to be the only God that make the heaven and earth. Once you are connect to it by just reading the Bible and you believe that, there is no place in your mind that there is any doubt that these things are true. However, though, you can't say that you were using words based on how you learn it when you go to school so that you could pass your exams and come out doing marvelous things. Now, maybe this is the first time you hear somebody get into this, and if you know, it doesn't really matter whether you did or you didn't. But clearly, you don't need to be afraid of what I'm saying, because I'm actually attacking the words or using the words that's supposed to deliver perfection, God. And if God and only God created those things in Genesis, and turn around and say, it's good. You're going to have to decide whether I am making sense or I am not. Okay. Will you agree that God said he make Adam and Eve perfect then? With everything else that he made, he created? And he even created a talking serpent too, right? That's what he says. In Genesis 3? Huh? Yes! So, especially if you have academic, you know, high-level education, and hear me talking like this, touching up the words that you know very well, high vocabulary, and hear me now telling you that, you know, you go to church. You believe in the word of God. You believe God make the heaven and the earth and everything, right? Well, to be convinced that that is true is to make sure that the words that convey this have nothing to do with any prophets where they say write it. You go and deal with what the word says. Right? And you're not attacking the prophet either. You are attacking the literal words that wrote these type of assurance. Okay? You are using the words. And you're not, well, later on, you will deal with the prophet later on. We'll write these. And now they're dead and gone too. But you know what I mean? For argument's sake, you know, you don't need to, like, begin to let out on the prophet, Sam. Because what if the prophets were true and now we are mistaken? We would have to bite and take back anything we say that is not proven true. But now, if We are readers of the Bible, and we read what it says properly and believe amen. And somebody come and begin to, like, you know, applying a simple understanding of these words, and when you read a paragraph and what the paragraph said. Now, when it comes down to the point where God, it says that he make this on this day, make that on the next day, on, until the 6 days, and he rest on the seventh day. And he said what he created was good, and right, and now you wouldn't make any problem with me with that, right? Because now we are accepting that the Bible said God is perfect. You never, you know, I mean, accept anybody who say God is not perfect. All right. But somebody is now saying, when God said the things were good, what is the extent of God's goodness? What is the extent? Isn't it perfection? Yes. Now, you begin to have some problem now, and the only way that you will feel comfortable with what I'm saying is because you're a believer. And remember what 1 Corinthians 2 says, 13 and 14. He says, your mind has to be unnatural before you understand these things in the Bible. And now you're going to find out that you're running into a thunderstorm with the things that the Bible say is perfect. That you are holding in your hand the words that prove it's not perfect. And it means that you don't have any God that you are preaching and testifying and saying this is really God above, and who roll the thunder and do all, you know, fall the rain and a whole bunch of things that, you know, how can you now say that God is not true? But I am not just saying God is not true of nothing. And remember, whoever God is cannot be who I am talking about, because as long as there be a God, he would have to be perfect and not write these whole bunch of nonsense in a book called Holy Bible. You agree with me? That's a fact. All right. So let's go on now to the first chapter. He says, he created mankind alone. Right? If I'm not right with that, you're going to correct me, right? But the first chapter said he make the man first. Eve was not. Now, I am saying, you know, observation, that according to that saying, Adam alone was created the first in the creation story of the two people, right? And you never ask yourself, why couldn't God make more than two people? Why? But that is neither here or there, right? I'm not all that interested in that. I am on the fact that when you go to the second chapter of Genesis, he created the man, Adam and Eve, simultaneously at the same time. It appears like they catch what they wrote the first time and address the same thing in the second chapter and forget that they needed to erase what they wrote in the first chapter. You see what I mean? Because it's two different creations that. Now, you don't expect that you're going to get credit for God's perfection with writing that. No, you not. All right. All right. Hold those things together there. There's a whole thing. There's a lot of things in those two first chapter of Genesis that is not is not right, and it cannot be accepted when it comes down to holding God is a perfect God. You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of things that involve in making a woman different from making a man. Because you know about the hormones and stuff like that, that, you know, we know men have and women have, that are different. Because a woman procreation ability is different from the man. It require different glands and organs, because the man is never ever going to be impregnated and have baby. Man is not, right? Now the white people them here, you know, they're now transformation from monkey to homosexual. That's, you know, you can see something is very wrong with their setting on church, mixing up themselves with church, you know, that they're the one that invented the church anyway. But let's get back to the Genesis story, right? To show you that what homosexual white people are destroying people's mind with. It is a weaponry that teach people to believe what is not true and say your mind must be natural. It must be unnatural and not natural. And that the reason why Christian people are so confused, it is because there are a few things in why white people use the Bible. It is simply what they say about the lie that your mind must be unnatural for before you understand these things in the Bible. They know it is a lie, right? And there is another part, they brainwash even their own people, saying that your mind must be unnatural before you understand the things of God. It will never be true, right? And it is because they are the author of the devil on the planet, the white people am. And it is the history that will tell us about that they were apes, and it's crossbreed with a different taxonomic species why they turn into homosexuals and destroying the sapien hybrid people. That's what is going on in the world right now. And let me finish on why they are getting away with the lies in the Bible and get people to believe what is in the Bible. It is because they will never be human beings. White people will never be human beings. They will be white and looking like human beings and stuff like that, but they will never be human beings based on what the world history says about their origin. You see, they are not, white people are not presented in the world history at all as civilized humans. No. They are hominids from the beginning. Okay? And it is because of their crossbreeding with our blood, our sapien blood. Remember, it is two different species. And the first one to arise on planet Earth is the monkeys. The monkeys came after the first life forms, microscopic things. The microscopic were first and spent some billions of years until three to four million years ago, the monkeys came. Now, you have a book there, science, world history textbook, to prove it. I am telling the truth. I wouldn't be, you know, I would have to be crazy to be lying here where people can easily prove it. But I know for sure that nobody is going to be able to use Glencoe World History, National Geographic. You cannot use it and prove that I am wrong. Not with what I'm saying here. If I goof up on anything, I may misspoke. So I wouldn't say I cannot make mistakes. No, of course I can make mistakes. But what I'm drilling on right now is that the entire world of Christianity is a misnomer because they have not read any fact that says a God is in the Bible that is perfect, because that God in the Bible is what they as homosexual decide to tell the world of civilization, who they want to totally destroy the people's cerebrum and cerebellum brain. That's what they are out to, because they don't want anybody to know the truth of how they monkey become homosexual. They don't want anybody to know that. All right, so go back now to the condemnation of Genesis. In the third chapter of Genesis, that's where the serpent came to Eve and ask her, did God say they are not to eat of the fruit of the garden? And she illustrates and tell him, yeah, God did say that to them, that they shouldn't do that or they will die. Now, a talking serpent? You know what I mean? I'm very sure that a lot of people don't swallow that, but they have to chew on it, because there's nothing else. No other foundation is laid except what these sodomites writing the Bible wrote. So if you are a person who can be touched with cognitive sense, like using words and follow the energy in context, and I am illustrating this. Since you're under the believe syndrome all this while, maybe from a child until now, is the first time you're hearing this. Now, at some point in my latter years, when I bring up certain things in the Bible and prove that the Bible is irreversibly a book that lies from the beginning, there is no explanation to prove to the contrary. So when I find out that something is wrong, I'm telling somebody they don't have anything to prove I am wrong, that the Bible is lying, and that there is no God in there for real. I don't say there is no God at all. I know there are the gods, and I know you can talk about a God, but not a God who turned monotheism God. No, none of that. I'm not into that, okay? So you don't have any rebuttal, real, truthful rebuttal that what I'm saying is not true. Then you want to tell me so much people gone astray and you are the first one? No, I didn't say I'm the first one, but I'm quite likely one of them. I would say that, one of them. And if you cannot be touched with a straightforward digging away at what God, a perfect God, created, and prove that it's not true, because you're living with the lies, only that your brain has believed those things that there is no proof for them at all. All right. So God now, this perfect God, make Eve and Adam, and you don't see any background into where he created them and what was the purpose. Now, in history that they are using to write these old bunch of nonsense in the Bible, there is everything furnished about Adam and Eve. Everything is furnished in history, but not in the Bible. So what has happened is these white people will come from monkey and come and crossbreed with the sapien species. Yeah. They use their monkey blood with a whole bunch of disease all over the world till right now. And they have done a lot of damage with that, because there is civilization that came before these sodomites came out after the sapien people. The gods lay down civilization and created mankind. And whilst the gods were on planet Earth doing all these marvelous things in Africa and all around the earth, they did not mingle up with the apes. They didn't mingle with the apes who become homosexual, you know, by interbreeding with the sapiens blood, a blood that comes from the gods that make us talk. They begin to talk to once they interbreed with our blood. That is what happened. Now, you don't hear anybody talk about that. I talk about it because I read about it in the World History textbook. How the monkeys that the World History tells you, they were the first life form. The hominid monkeys, primates, they were the first life form and the first species. And the human came after these monkeys. And the humans were created civilized, I'm talking. That's why they came after us, so they destroy our first subgroup, the Neanderthals. They interbreed with them until they look like humans. Look at these white people for real. And then think about the Bible that they wrote. They didn't write the Bible when they were monkeys. They didn't create any criminal offenses when they were monkeys. And remember now, we know the period from which they were monkeys. Their subgroup, Homo erectus, they are who interbreed first with the Neanderthals of the sapien. All right? After a long period of time, quite a few thousand years, they experiment on that. They totally destroy the sapien Neanderthals. All right? So here we are coming behind the gods created us, the hybrid, 200,000 years ago. And we are the species of the sapien. Now, my friends, I don't hear nobody in my entire life talk about it, but it's in the world history textbook. So I don't hear anybody talk about 509 BC, when these homosexual, now they are out and at large. 75,000 years ago, you know, we're coming from about, you know, 30,000 years before. 100,000 years ago is a long time that they be fooling around with our African hybrid people, indigenous people. It's a long time. All right? And it goes on until they began to be successful in destroying us African people because they use their disease on us. Till this day, we have good representation in writing in the universities that don't leave any stone unturned. These what we have here today as homosexuals. Yeah. Don't think that any white people are not homosexual culture. Yes, they are homosexual culture. So coming out with the words that prove that the Bible that they wrote, remember, they didn't write it when they were monkeys. They write it when they interbreed with our blood and turn homosexual. So they did not turn out to be a better creature. Taking our blood and interbreed with it, it turns them into the worst type of, you know, human human shape and human form. See, because they have so much attributes now of human beings. But they are not human beings. They are homosexuals. Look at the, you know, the most good looking as a white man, them, you know, two of them is going home and fuck asshole. And they make law now, come on our turf and say and institute law while they kick out our kingship government. They kick out our government because what? Long time ago, 100,000 years ago, when we were leaving Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere, that's when the first attack on us, they did. Okay? And we didn't know until this day, we think we are just a people who will develop with disease. And that is not the truth. You see what I mean? It is not the truth. So come back now, where this whole thing is coming from is Genesis, because they use this Genesis as nothing more than a ploy of, you know, what they find out they can do. Yeah, they find out that these diseases really tear down our brain and our biology. To this day, that's a fact. So we can go about and, you know, go pro, do all kind of scratch the ground, you know, and think and go vote for them and ask America, ask our African indigenous people, ask them questions about their origin. Ask the white people about their origin, where they come from. In the World History textbook. You can't go in a Bible because they always, you know, use Bible to make identification and stuff like that. No, they are thirsty to get good answers to questions that we will ask them. How they get into our territory. You see what I mean? All the things that they do, they are doing it because they realize that the disease destroys us and we cannot establish our own government that is from 445,000 years ago on planet Earth. And they come now and get out of their monkeyism. That's the way they evolve anyway. Okay, it's not a God creation them. No, but they evolve like other first life forms. You see, because those evolved creatures who are the first life form begot them. The apes, but it is not their development us about. It's a different history that tells about what happened that brought the sapien species 250,000 years ago, and they came about, 3 to 4 million years before the human species came about. So I understand that many people listening to me are not going to be open to understand the fact of the words used to set up these stories in the Bible, that you will not know any better reading these old bunch of illustrations that wind up telling you that you are to be crazy, because when it tells you your mind must be unnatural, that's what it means. You will not be a sober person nor read properly if your brain is not working natural. You go in a classroom, can you talk to anybody with any sense with an unnatural brain? That's what the Bible teaches. So if you're out there following everybody else and think that Christianity is something for you to take pleasure in, that's not true. It's just not true. Okay, so what I want to take you on in the third chapter of Genesis, after God came in, and if you put on your detective mind, when God told Eve and Adam to not eat the fruit and went off about his business, God who knows all things. Now, you never get it like this before. But you're getting it now. The good Lord providing this, right? Because I am not, as a matter of fact, I'll say before I go further, anybody want to call me and let your voice be heard on what I'm saying? The number to call is 347-850-1358. My friends, 347-850-1358. I beseech anyone to call me.
Okay, what's going on here? Yes, okay, I have, Northwest Media, man, how are you? How are you? Nice to see you. It's a good thing I come back down into this episode info chat room here. Nice to see you. Okay. Now, I am talking about this because it is a fundamentally primary information that a lot, I needed somebody to tell me these things when I was wasting my years in church. You know, like say a good 20 or 30 going 50 years, I believe in the Bible and God and the Bible and stuff like that. And what came over me to tell me to be careful of what I'm reading, it's like, yeah, the spirit from above tell me that, and I'm not joking, and it tells me that, guess what, I was thinking something about, you know, I was looking at how the people of the world cannot get along, and I thought, should it be that way? All right? That's what I was thinking. Because I have been someone who wants to know good things. I was thinking along that line. And then the spirit in that I was born with, right? I was born with the spirit of the blood of the gods, who came to earth and set up a lot of things here. It's not no spirit God like we read about in the Bible. So when that type of thinking went on in my head, then rise, when I thought to myself, but all these people in the world, like, don't get along. You know, it's a big, chaotic human society we are in. So when this continues in my mind, say, be careful of what you are reading, right? Make sure that you know what you're reading. And it is because it came to me, the question is, can everybody get along? That is the question that rise in my head, okay, when this thought was coming to me that I should be careful how I am reading. So I said, yeah, everybody can get along. It is possible for everybody to get along. Because how I arrive at that, I said, I thought to myself, but I get along with people because of my will to get along with them. I want to get along with them. It is the only reason why I get along with them. A lot of people don't get along with other people because they have not thought well enough and have the will to change. You see what I mean? Now, I happen to think of the precious value of good thinking and the will to be a better person. Okay? And it is because I was that kind of person why the response came to me, because that never was asked in my mind unless my door was open to receive a positive message like that. So be careful how you're reading. From that moment, my reading was different.
I got on a different track, reading, understanding, and conclude what the fact is. From that moment, I began to know things I would never know. And wait I not anywhere that anybody come to me and tell me. Because I know a lot of people listen to a lot of sermon and exposed to a lot of what, you know, if it were the right thing, I would be affected by it. But it never came. It came to me this way, that it is only me. And to this day, a lot of people are fed from what I say to them. However, I am not in any kind of way bragging and boasting against it. I will brag and boast against the fact that I was thinking and get to be taught something from in my own brain. So what about you? What about you? You will have to open up your mind to a positive desire to know better than what you know. And that's the thing that I have to say to that. You don't need to like pat yourself on the back and feel like you're better than other people or you're wiser and know it all. That is not to cherish in anybody's mind. You just want to know as much as you can and share it with other people, and you're sharing it for one good reason. Not that you want to be looked upon like, oh, you the man, you are the man, you're the woman. No, that's not the case. The case is we are all human beings, and we all have been affected by evil, and we want to be purged. That's all we are to look for. And whether you get it straight from the gods into your mind and give you everything, or you get a cue from somebody who is on the track, do you good since you figure out what they say. And right on, you gone with it. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to like get over the fact that God in the Bible can never be the God that created the four rivers in Africa. And all these other things that we read in history of the gods and making of the 12 houses of the solar system, right? People are using the knowledge that the Elohim gods taught us when they create us in South Africa 200,000 years ago. These white people are living off our civilized knowledge that the gods gave to us, we the talking sapien, on how they get to be talking like that. But they still cannot get to where they be like a real human. White people don't get that. All you see, they can take our wealth and take do all kind of things. They can't behave themselves like a human, because until now we don't go out and try to kill them yet. Of all that they have killed of us, of our ethnic group and stuff like that, they are the only one who travel miles to come and invade and kill us. So now, oh, they take the laws that we are using and that only Sumerian lived by back in 6,000 years ago. We who never get a chance now from they come and put this whole bunch of diseases cut to the Western world. you don't see any more about kingship government. You don't hear anybody talk about kingship government, except you're going to hear me talk about it now. I've been talking about it because that's what I have found and realized, that I have to rise above the whole darkness and I mean to say, you know, the mental retardedness and the, there's something else here, the confusion, you know what I mean? The confusion, my friend. The Sodom and Gomorrah people, not people, but there's something else. Yeah, the confusion. Get out of the confusion, my friend. All right. So let me close off with the part now, the hot stuff that you need to hear and consider for yourself. And if you want to go on believing nonsense, it's up to you. But know that it is only in knowledge that we will know the truth of who the Elohims are. Don't call anything else God, except the Elohim, because they came here when there was nothing, when these primates were in settled down in Europe. There was no civilization. Like I tell you, these apes do no evil or nothing like that when they were apes. But no sooner than they become like human being. I say like human being, not human being, but they look like and do things like human being to a certain degree. And that's all they care about, is to find a way to destroy our intellect, because that's what they did. Why we are here today, you see people like T.D. Jakes and these other guys out there turn fool. You see what I mean? And they because our people can't see that the church is not of our civilization. You think that church is a civilized thing. So things are happening. Wonderful things are happening to some of us. Some of us may never get back to see the real light. All right. But this whole bunch of nonsense they write in a Bible on about a talking serpent. The talking serpent story is very interesting because we never see anything called talking serpent before. But these sodomite homosexual European settlers, that's what they are in origin. Yeah, there is no such a thing like a talking serpent coming to the human woman. You know, and you can see they style the story like it's Eve that you're reading about in the Bible. It's a lie. It's not Eve you're reading about in the just the word. Okay? But I can tell you there is a higher level of knowledge than believing the Bible with all these old bunch of, couscous nonsense about the talking serpent. The talking serpent that they are talking about, it is impossible to be of a human character. So they're going to make that and make everybody morph on this concept about Adam and Eve and the talking serpent. A lie. The behavior of God when he was telling them, don't eat of this fruit, don't eat of this fruit, eat of all those around it, and tell you that in a way you don't see get an impression that God had created a home for them and all of that. You don't see none of that. No, So all God knows to do is the pen of those sodomites are writing the Bible when they invaded us in Palestine. Until today, these sodomites take over everywhere that we come and settle down in the Western Hemisphere, because we come here with our head full of disease. That's the reason why we don't worth anything today beside only worth living under these sodomites, homosexuals. That's what we worth. Those of us who have not make a move to understand the knowledge we used to have before they bring their diseases, because we are in Africa. History shows us the first 100,000 years before we began, some of us, to come to the Western Hemisphere. These monkeys were in Europe, and history tells that they left from Africa to go up there in Europe. And that's where they were, where they come and jump into our blood. First, the Neanderthals. If we know this thing and begin to talk this thing, they will run away from us because they don't belong here among us. But because we are defiled and we don't come back to connect with our gods where they are out there in Nibiru heavens out there, we are not going to find any blessing, real blessing, from those loving gods. They are the ones that leave us here to carry on civilization, not with monkeys like you have here. It's not with these monkeys, because you can see what they do with our blood. They can't be humans. So they have to be what they call, they are the superhumans. They are the modern man. We are not modern man, no. We are the prehistory human being who were created 200,000 years ago. Take something for us to come back to the right position. It's not going to be that we are foolish and come back to this position. We will have to take on the reading that we are doing. And it's the only way we will get back to ourselves. It's not that anybody try to catch you and talk about they are your leader, you are to believe in their preaching and all that. That's not what we need. We need to get together, but not in the church way that these sodomites raised up all over the world and talk about Jesus and all this kind of stuff. Okay? So I'm saying to you, how can we come back to a God of the Bible that is so ranking, stinking, foolish to write all those stuff in the Bible that cannot make any kind of sense? Right? You want to come back to a God like that, that you are praying from now until the next 10 years or more, and you can't get anything from God. And sometimes some people will say that God do this for them and do that for them. They don't know that goodness exists outside of that stinker they have for a monotheism God in the Christian Bible. They don't know that. But if you taste and see what I'm saying, when you're reading Genesis and you see foolishness, Yeah, it's time for you to stop and think, okay? And begin to search for what type of reading you must do to get the whole truth out. It's to know the words them. And when you see words that are used contrary, don't accept the misnomer. For the opposite, that is not the misnomer. That will lead you to everything perfect. If you read right. Okay? All right. So, finishing now, coming to the end of what I'm saying. That this God, that these sodomite homosexuals want to spread all over the world. That God tell Eve, don't eat of this fruit because it will be, you know, you will die. Now, we don't hear anything that sounds like this was a good arrangement for the new human being God created. It don't make no sense. You see? And I'm not just saying it don't make no sense. Because, you know, I'm repeating it to make you believe me. No. I don't want you to believe nothing I am saying. I want you, if you're in a position that I am addressing, don't believe anything you hear me say. Identify it as a piece of knowledge if you can. If you are touched with the sense you need to search, that's what you figure though. Don't lay down on what I say because I don't encourage you to go away and go talk things I say because, you know, you believe it's true. No. Because I didn't do that when I was in my thinking and got real, real serious thoughts that I recognize as good thoughts that nobody else not going to tell me that was divine because it changed me. Right? Going like about some 15 or 20 years now. All right, but I want to show you that the God that you are believing in the Bible is not any God whatsoever. And when you find the truth, you won't miss that God in the Bible. Because that God say he's perfect. Turn around and make statements and act in ways that's not a God, man. Because why God repented that he created man and he had such amount of time to think it all over. He and his wife, his son, right? Jesus. That's why you see AD and Adamani that these sodomites, homosexuals are using to kill us. You need to find out that they don't have a government. But the disease that they use to kill our brain over 100,000 years ago. That's what's holding us down right now. Well, anytime you begin to see the light, the real light of knowledge, you won't feel like you want to be under that type of a system because this is a cloud over us that we are not going to make sense unless we begin to know that the words that you're labba-labbaing every day, begin to use it right. For you, not for me, but for the goodness of all of us. Start reading with sense. And don't go for the Bible that is telling you that your mind must be unnatural. You know, when I come to that, it really, really bothers me. But bother me in a way, enable me to follow that track of reading properly and know exactly what the message of what you read is and know where you need to correct errors in your mind and what you believe. So I am telling you what you see God did when he came back home and saw that things went wrong with Adam and Eve, well, it didn't go wrong, you know. It really go right, because what them are called serpent is something where the white people them do to us. But they are telling us it's a talking serpent, and they know we would believe it because our brain is filthy with their disease. They know. Today, they are behaving not like they know we have sense. Can't you see? No. Watch these white people and what they do. They have this in their mind from 100,000 years ago. They knew that their disease would carry us down. So they're writing and talking and doing things that they know right now. They don't have to full no requirement for us. They write Constitution of the United States. And they didn't write it to include us. They include us afterward as slaves. And they are doing some little thing for the slaves. Oh, come on. No. Now, we come from the highest element in civilization. But their disease that they're talking about, talking serpent, that's what carry us down to where we are, and we can't handle ourselves academically. Everything they have will be superior to us. And look, the thing is, they don't have anything civilized as background for what they are doing. Law and order is not by them, but because our brain is retarded, they take control over us. That's what, because, but it don't have any civilized background. So they are using our civility, using our character everywhere you turn. That's what they do, and take away every piece of land that we settle, whether it is Africa, whether it is Rome, whether it is Palestine and America. Yeah. And they talk the truth about what they do to us. And they talk the truth, things they ought not to tell us. But they tell us because they know that, look, we are down and they don't expect us to rise. We are rising. Me sitting here talking means we are rising. You will be happy, like your parents, buy you something good when it was Christmas time and that's all we know. When you get something, a gift and stuff like that, you feel happy, right? Well, if you start to read and find out that the Bible have a lot of filth in it that you believe, and you're not afraid to climb the ladder of knowledge, not because I say that, you need to realize it for yourself. So I'm telling you that God, that God that Christianity offers us, definitely, it is not something to trust in, to believe in. Words will carry you to the bright knowledge of what words are saying. There's not much to changing who you are and find the right way of knowledge. That only in civilization that the gods give to us in their blood. But it's not going to work if we are under these sodomite homosexuals disease, because that's what we are under. We are under their disease, and we believe their formula of Christianity. You need to purge out of that. I'm telling you, there is no God there. A God that came and found out that they're only writing this, it's not true. But look at it, a serpent came home and tell her the truth, what the Sodomite white people do here. They are telling us that it's the talking serpent that carries sin, that brought sin. Okay, and when he's telling the truth to Eve, say, God know the day you eat of this fruit, you will be wise as the God. In those days, the gods exist on earth. And look at the error they are making, they are writing in the Bible. They don't expect that we are going to come one day and uncover that. They think we are done because of the diseases that we are, and they teach us to pray to God up in the house of on the day of Pentecost and all these kind of stuff. That's what they give us. And we will never know light of day believing those kind of a nasty, unbelievable stuff. But how much people rejoice in the Holy Ghost, man? We're born with the Spirit already, you know. We don't need that. But all of these Christian preachers, they take their people into their back room and teach them how to speak in tongues, you know? Yeah, they do all of that. What I'm trying to say to you is not to stir up certain kind of energy that is not going to help you, but is to take you on the spot so you can read this stuff for yourself. And don't think that you are walking on dry land. When you get to know the truth, you are perching on green, limbs. You are not on dry stuff, right? Dry stick. No. Learn to read properly. And it's not because you can't read. I can tell you that because when I left high school, I'm reading at much higher level than when I went and wasn't understanding much of anything. All right? And I was still going on for about 10 years and didn't make a lot of headway. But I still did believe in the Bible and God. God, because I've never heard anybody talk anything to show that God is not a good creator. So I wasn't have to let go God. But I study enough to find out that God is the worst word in the context we are using it. And that is what brought me out of the darkness. I'm talking light right now. So I'm telling you, that God came in, admitted. No, think that the serpent said to Eve, God know the day you eat of this fruit. What fruit that could be? That sounds like a woman's vagina to me. In the midst of the garden, and you must not touch this fruit. Don't eat it. You know, go to the trees surrounding it. That's like, you know, you are, playing with your mate, but don't penetrate her. That's the kind of stuff we're reading about in the Bible, and they're using these, using a figure of speech of something, and to convince a person. My friends, God curse the serpent. You think about these white people, what they do, and remember, it is their disease that destroy our inner self. This is what they wrote in the Bible, but they didn't write this when they were monkeys. Now, when they were Homo erectus, they do it after they crossbreed with our taxonomic DNA from the gods, and they begin to look and talk like human beings. And all they do is kill us, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, the Chinese. Right? And the way we turn fool and cannot really bring ourselves together, these are the problem. They are all hidden in words. This God came back and admit what the serpent told Eve. Now, how do you make that out? How can the serpent tell the truth and put the lie down that people here today can look and say, but the serpent said the right thing. He told her the truth, and God came and acknowledged that it is true. Now, why would a God put himself into that position? Now, all over the world you go today, and people talking a whole bunch of foolishness, and you don't hear anybody rebutting them. I tell you what, right here on this show, the amount of people that come to listen in the chat room or call me to talk, you know, it's a long time now I have not had someone to talk to me on the show. It's a long time. And more so, there is a certain caller that I took for a sincere person. Turns out not to be so, because I found out that while we were talking, there were some little glitch with him, but nothing big. We could get along and talk and think. But I realized that he is further down the ladder than up on the ladder. And he just went on until he doesn't bother come stop by. It's not like he died. I haven't seen him since the last time. No, he came a few times, and little by little, he just don't come back, and he never say anything to like let me get a sense that of his real position. No, he skated away. This what I'm talking about, you have to really come face to face with the words you're using, what you read in the Bible. First, if you begin to find lies in the Bible, don't overlook it. Don't overlook it. There's a whole bunch of lies I don't really tell you about. But Genesis is the book to deal with. Because if Genesis is lying, if you find Genesis lying, out of God's own mouth, then it's not time for you to stay there. It's time for you to move on and go into the light itself and not just catching on to things. You have a mastery of words. Now, you know, there is something for you to look out for. And then you will be on your way, right? Working for anybody. You are working to put yourself in the mental capacity that you were long ago. You don't know, but you know about the problems we have faced. These monkeys, they need to get out from our territory. See what they're doing? They're killing us. They are staying in our own territory and killing us simply because we are into Christianity. So if you can bust that, they will be done. AD and Adam and Eve is based on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never exists. Now, I've gone so far talking that, and I see that I have some callers, and I think two callers. Duck, come and go. Yes. One, two, right here. Okay, so I think,
One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, so two callers come here, and they left. All right. However, what I'm saying to you, it's not easy for a person who is still under the Christian belief. It's a darkness that is going to keep you there. But don't leave because I say so. Find the reason why I say so. And then you will have to begin to enlighten yourself by the spirit you have inside of you. Your ability to read and discover real things. That is what you need. Okay? So that's what I wanted to tell you. It's a lot more about God and what God is twisted and over in the Bible. But it's not going to help an African person in any kind of way. Get out of the church. Don't vote for these idiots, these monkeys, okay? These homosexuals. They are the root of evil and the land. And everywhere we are, they come and jack up themselves and behave like it's the only place they've ever taken over. They're not giving account for what they do to us. Reading better than you do and finding your way to live by our own government, not by them and no Jesus Christ. We never existed. Now, I what else must I tell you? There are a lot more, but look, that can do for today. It's a start. And, you know, I mean, that could get some more people calling into a station like this, where somebody is serious about what they're saying, and if you have constructive thoughts to share, you know, make yourself useful in that way. But we all soon be dead, okay? All right. So that is what I want to share, and if I didn't say anything else, just know that that's what I wanted to say, right? I feel very obligated to say these things when I remember them, right? Because all these load of idiocy that they have in the Bible that we believe as Christians, we need to get away from these sodomites, these gays. We need to get away from them, but we can't get away from them if our hearing don't open and our understanding becomes bright. It's not going to happen, my friends. So may you be blessed, and thanks those that came by, and at least leave your track mark here that at least you pass through. But I am not afraid of anything or anybody. Because the truth is what is going to uplift us in the way of civilization. These Christianity is not civilization. They are riding on our backs where civilization is concerned. Okay? And until you begin to read the truth and know what is in the Bible and not with your brain, being unnatural. Your mind cannot be unnatural when you go to any academic learning institution. It just won't work. So when a Bible is telling you that, they are telling you to commit suicide. Stay in darkness and go commit suicide. That's what the Bible is doing. Look at that. First Corinthians. And then you go to Romans first. It is telling you, you know, if anybody tell you about
another gospel. You know, to believe them. You know, because it is only Jesus Christ. St. Paul never did live at all. He's not a character in the Bible that ever lived. Okay? And Jesus is one of the second biggest liar to his only father. And don't forget that Jesus did not want to die for sins in the New Testament. Okay? And all of you are reading about God and Jesus and making salvation for people. John so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. All these kind of a trash can, things that we are believing. Some of these things we don't pay much attention and thought to them at all. Because we just believe everything is true is the way of God. But it is not so. You see what I mean? Nothing about God and Jesus in the Bible is true. Nothing. And what is in the Bible that is true is not talking about the Christian God and Jesus. Okay? And all these lies about God. Yeah, because it is important to discover that God never begot any son. You ever thought about that? It is not written in the Bible as a fact. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible clearly shows that Jesus did not want to die for the sins of the world in Matthew 26. You never read it? Read it. Because what I'm saying is true. Deliver yourself out of Christianity because you are going to be in the wrong place when you have time to be right. You are allowing these white homosexuals to keep you in a church where there is only condemnation there for you. You have to begin to teach yourself the truth by your own cognitive reading and knowing what words saying to you. Okay, so I'm beating on the truth. I'm not beating on you as a person at all. But just know that if you are partaker of something that is not true and you fail to examine what you're thinking, you are responsible for your own blasphemy then. Because you need to know the truth for yourself and not for other people to lead you. Okay? So, much more to be said, but I will go to the next portion that is left here. And you take good care of yourself. And I couldn't tell you anything better or higher than this truth that I keep on hammering away with. Because that's where it begins, the ABC in Genesis. God is God that they're talking about. Has no ground. No grounds, my friend. Just a minute. I'm going to shut. Okay, I'm sorry for that break in the communication. But all right, let me go to this segment and hope that
you will, you know, have a better soil on which to put what I'm going to read to you. Don't forget indigenous people called prophetic. I'm sorry about that. My focus, you know, slips sometimes. All right, let me go back to where I started. Don't forget indigenous people called property. Property of whites. Property of whites were invalid. Colonized. The property, it was called property of whites, were invalid, colonized. Okay, property were in, let's see here. Were invalid. Invalidly. Okay, invalid. In the invalid, invalidly. Yeah, invalidly. Colonize. Okay, so let's go back. Yes. Oh, I need to like cover myself, sir. Yes. Don't forget indigenous people called property of white were invalidly colonized. You see, so when they are saying that white people, that's what their Supreme Court says, that white people own black people who are their slaves. All right? So, all these things are true, but not many people know about them, or if they know, they care to talk about it, because these Sodomites, they take control of everything that consists of controlling civilized people. And that's a dangerous thing, because once civilized people who have lost their consciousness of running their own government, protecting their jurisdiction. Once you lost that, you are not able to protect yourself from being owned by others. And this is why, don't forget indigenous people called property of whites
were invalidly colonized. Mean they had no right to colonize them. The sodomites, homosexuals, they had no right. To colonize these indigenous people, because first of all, indigenous means first people. So when they invade and colonize, it was wrong, legally wrong, by kingship government jurisdiction, wrong. So look how far these sodomites go with their inhuman sense of using bogus laws to steal everything they have till this day. And the African people have no intention of retrieving anything these sodomites have taken. Right in front of their eyes, right now as I speak. Listen to some of the things that these sodomites are doing to us. And we are here, though these things were done many, many years ago, today we are Democrats. We want this one white man to be president or that man. And if they have any African people in there, they do the bidding of the sodomites, homosexuals. Government start by us. They learn about government from us. And listen to what they have done to us and what today our people are out there working with the media, the white man, sodomite media, and causing all the uncivilized homosexual way of life to thrive. We don't know how to take our government and run it. It's like we never had government. And you look in America, you will see where a government was established in America long before these sodomites come here. And we don't know, and we don't want to know about their history and what caused them, sodomite fucking asshole culture. Yeah. We don't care about that. All right. Listen to what they have done to us, and look at how we are here sucking their titty, okay, like babies sucking mother's milk out their breast. This is the way we are to them when we have our government to put in place and we have not been able to do it. We turn lawyers and everything, and they said, you know, they are the law of the land. How did they become law of the land when they're calling themselves by everything that is African people character? They don't have any land for themselves. They never have any land for themselves but Europe. And it was not a government set up. No. They were primates, Homo erectus, coming out of Africa. We need to learn and change our ways. Thorntons. Just a second. Thorntons estimate that about 75 million indigenous people lived in the Western Hemisphere in 1492. Right? So many?
75 million in the Western Hemisphere in 1492. It's not talking about no invaders here. Invaders are different. But our indigenous African people, Chinese, and all of us ethnic together amounts to 75 million indigenous people. We who were here first. And this is the evidence and witness that these white people were never here. For some 50,000 years, we are in the Western Hemisphere, building up the place. All right. And is estimate that more than 5 million lived in what later became continental U.S., or arguably the most methodological circumspect and reliable current appraisal for researchers in this field. They know what they were doing, counting. As James Wilson has suggested, Thornton's estimate of a total of more than 7 million indigenous people north of Mexico is probably the nearest to a generally accepted figure. And a figure for the Western Hemisphere as whole of 75 to 100 million is not unreasonable. Right? Future research may disclose an even larger indigenous population. Hear that? Keep the number in mind. But Thornton's carefully considered mid-range estimates provided a vital starting point for the development of informed and reasonable, if very rough, even if it's rough, estimates of the total loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust. All right? The work of Thornton, Tanard, and other scholars has also been very important in fostering greater understanding of the various interrelated specific cause of this demographic collapse. This research provides a powerful refutation of the effects of Gunter Lowe, Michael Medved, and other commentators to minimize the responsibility of European invaders and their descendants for the indigenous Holocaust. Such efforts have usually involved narrowly focusing attention on the significance of diseases brought by Europeans and their African slaves in the decimation of the indigenous people, and denying the invaders genocidal intentions. Yes? In contrast, Stannard has written, "It is true in a plainly quantitative sense of body counting, that the barrage of disease unleashed by European among the so-called virgin soil populations of the Americas cause more death that the barrage of disease unleashed by the Europeans among the so-called virgin soil population of the Americas cause more deaths than any other single force of destruction. However, by forcing almost entirely on disease, by focusing almost entirely on disease, by displacing responsibility for the mass killings into the army of invading microcosm. Yeah, they don't want it to be, they don't want to hold, to be held responsible for the disease, you see. Yeah, my friends, I want to thank you for choosing to listen to this show today. If you can identify that I am telling the truth, well, it's reasonable. Nobody prefer to be left out from the truth and to make effort to make themselves a better person in a spiritual sense. So take good care of yourself, and I hope that you will find peace in your soul, loving the truth, and take good care of yourself. A tune here, we'll close with "Fools Die for Wisdom" by Peter Tosh. Here we go. Thank you.
of the righteous teaches many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same. To build a better nation, clean up our creation, or there will be no beautiful righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
You can't.